I do not own the rights to this song.
Who I represent.
Well, I have to stop it. It's about 30 seconds. So, but anyway, it's called My Life. I don't know if you ever heard it, but I just love this song. It's young people singing about their life. Was that some little energy orbs going around? Anyway, see if I can throw a little bit in. Just let me live my life. You ain't give me my life. You can't tell me what's right. But this is my favorite part. He made me great. So let me be great. Okay? He made me great. Let me be great. Y'all remember that. You are great. So we're going to get started with our meditation and pulling our card, and this card is a card that wants to be pulled. So we're going to go with that. We are still doing our passion thing, which is let passion be your guide, make life a celebration. So come on in. Welcome to the Why Struggle podcast. I am Barbara J. Faison, your mindfulness and meditation ambassador. We are here doing our daily practice. We pull a card, and the card is I rise above all limitations. It is a person with a kite flying in the air. And on the other side, it is whenever I encounter a challenge in my life, I use the experience to learn and grow. I rise above all limitations. Whenever I encounter a challenge in my life, I use the experience to learn and grow. That is what we're going to focus on today in our meditation. So if you would get comfortable and have a seat, we will get started. If you are seated, please make sure that your feet are flat on the ground and that your back is straight and upright, but not uncomfortable. And if you're lying down, just relax and lie down. Good morning. We'll do a quick check-in. Hello, Yvette Lee. And we have Monica and Rukama and Russ. And I'm thinking Batya may be there. And then we will get started with our practice. So get comfortable. And we begin with three deep breaths, and we want to breathe deeply, as deep as we can from the bottom of our stomach. Bring that air up and exhale with a loud sigh. We have likely been sleeping, so we want to get any stale or toxic air out of our lungs. So we'll start with three deep breaths. You'll hear a tone. So this is the tone. We'll begin with the tone, and I will guide you during the meditation in and out of the tone. And so let's begin our practice. Taking a deep breath in, let's breathe in and out with a loud sigh. Breathe in and out. And our third breath together, breathe in and out. And just continue breathing at your own pace, rate, and rhythm, allowing your breath to be where it is, and simply tuning in. This is your time to tune in to what you need to be aware of and how you need to show up in the world today. We sit in practice, so when we greet the world and the world greets us, we are self-aware and able to manage anything that comes our way with ease and grace and poise. So just continue to breathe and breathe in and breathe out and allow your body to relax and settle in. And listen for any feelings or emotions that may arise as you're sitting and be with those feelings. Learning to be with the feelings is what this is all about, to tune into your body so you know when your body is comfortable or feeling uncomfortable. So breathing in and breathing out. And let's place one hand in the center of our chest and the other hand right above our navel, right in the center of our body. So we're connecting with our heart space and then with our solar plexus, which is a space of intuition, as well as the heart. And we're breathing in and breathing out, just allowing our body to settle. And we're tuning in and listening. And it is often not in the silence, but because of the daily practice of the silence, that we truly receive guidance that we can hear and then decide if we want to act upon it. Because the truth is, we don't always act upon the guidance we receive, and that is a practice. So we sit in our practice, trusting and knowing that we can rise above all of our limitations, that we are fully capable, able, and willing to do so. And we breathe in and we breathe out, knowing that we have all that we need inside of us, that we can move through this life with ease and grace, trusting our guidance, and knowing that we will be exactly where we're supposed to be at the divine time with the right people, for that is always our divine assignment. And as we learn to let go and trust and know that we are never any place that we should not be, we can truly embrace this life for the experience that we have and know that we can continue to be tuned in and be an active creator of our lives. So we sit in the silence knowing that all is well, that we trust that we are safe, that we are loved, loving, and lovable, that we speak with power and purpose, that our vision is clear and we move with ease, that we are connected to all there is and that all the resources that we need are gathering for us and will be presented at the right time, and we will recognize them and move forward. And we sit in the silence and allow all of these thoughts and feelings to surround us. And we feel gratitude and appreciation for all that we have experienced, all that we are creating, and all that we will experience. And we are grateful for this time together, this slice of silence. And we allow the silence to nurture us, to guide us, to lead us. And we sit and feel the love and joy and breathe. I rise above my limitations. Let's just repeat thank you, 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 thank you. And let's just rub our hands together with our eyes still closed and generate some heat. And let's place our hands wherever you want to on your body. It could be the top of your head, your eyes, your ears, your heart, wherever you feel inclined. And let's take a deep breath in, hold and release with a loud sigh. Breathe in and out. Ah. Open your eyes, relax your hands, take a look around. I'm looking at my little yoga lady. I call her my meditation lady. My niece gave me that for Christmas a few years ago, and she changes color, so she's red today. Well, I am grateful for your presence and your practice. Remember, I rise above all limitations. Whenever I encounter a challenge in my life, I use the experience to learn and grow. And that is what this is about. It's about experiencing life, and we want to just grow through life, keep going and keep growing. So I thank you for tuning into the Why Struggle podcast. We will be here tomorrow at 6:45. Feel free to join us in our group at Barbara J. Faison. If you want to join in tonight for our Celebrate Everything at 8:30, there will be a link in the group as well as on the Facebook page, Barbara J. Faison. Remember to get out in nature, to stop and breathe and appreciate the magnificence of nature, Mother Nature. It is our mother. And just appreciate the nature of life. So we'll be here tomorrow. Stop and breathe and savor life. Namaste and be well.